We are up to Simen Kuf Tes in Hilchas Tefillah, and we will be doing the first Sif. Hanichnas lebeis haknesses u'motzot tzibur mispalim. Someone walks into shul and finds that the tzibur is already davening Shmone Esrei. Im yachol lahaschil v'ligmar kodem shiagia shatz lekedusha. If he can begin Shmone Esrei and finish in time to catch Kedusha from the Shliach Tzibur, O lekadish, or for Kaddish. Now, what's the case here? Why are we saying Kaddish? In Chazaras Hashatz, Kedusha certainly comes first. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is in a case of Ma'ariv. This is in a case where there is no Chazaras Hashatz. Another pshat the Mishnah Berurah gives is, you've already answered to Kedusha. We're going to find that the Mechaber is telling us that you must finish your Shmon Esrei in time to hear Kedusha. That's only if you didn't hear Kedusha yet. Say you've already answered Kedusha to another minion, so the halacha is that you don't have to worry about catching Kedusha the second time. In that case, you would only have to worry about catching the Kaddish after Chazaras Hashatz. So the halacha is, when you come into shul and they're davening Shmona Esrei, if you can start davening and finish your Shmona Esrei in time for Kedusha, Yispalel, then the halacha is that you can start davening. Says the Ramah, V'hu adin omein do'akel ha-kodesh v'shomei ha-tfila dinon kadesh ha-kedusha. The Ramah's shita is that the omein after akel ha-kodesh, as well as the omein after shomei ha-tfila, they have the halacha of kadesh, where you are required to finish your davening before that. The imlav, what happens if you know that you're not going to be able to finish your Shmon Esrei in time for kedusha? Al yispalel, you should wait and only daven later. In Ein Hasha Overis, unless you're going to mizman tefillah, so there you're allowed to start davening immediately anyway. So this is the first halacha that we have here in the Mechaber and the Ramah, and that is that you are not allowed to start davening if you're not going to finish Shmona Esrei in time for Kaddish, for Kedusha. Now, this case was where someone came late. In the Bir Halacha, he speculates, what happens if you didn't come late? But you know that you daven long, and that whenever you start Shmona Esrei with the Tzibur, you're still going to miss Kedusha. Is it proper for you to daven with the Tzibur? Meaning, if what we see from the Mechaber is that Kedusha is more important than Tefillah B'Tzibur, and therefore, if you're in order to daven Tefillah B'Tzibur, you're going to have to miss Kedusha, you shouldn't, and you should wait, answer Kedusha, and then daven B'Yechidus afterwards, then why don't we say the same thing for someone who is starting at the time that everyone else is davening, but he knows he is marach b'tfilah, since he's going to miss Kedusha, he should wait, hear Kedusha, and then daven b'yechidus afterwards, because Kedusha is more important than tefillah b'tzibur. The Bir Halacha says that it's tzarichi, and it's not clear. It could be that that's different, because you're starting at the right time, and over here, we're talking about a case where you're starting at the wrong time, meaning that tzibur already started Shmona Esrei. And it's a different level of Tefillah B'Tzibur since you're not starting together with them. It could be that this level of Tefillah B'Tzibur is not as important as Kedusha. Now we go back. So what's the halacha? The halacha is that a person is not supposed to start Shmona Esrei if the Tzibur already did, if he is going to miss Kedusha. Now there are a few other things that a person has to answer, and the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Prima Gadim exactly what the Seder HaDvarim is. So he says, number one, the first thing is Ben Gula L'Tfila. It is usur in Shachris to be mafsik Ben Gula L'Tfila, even for the sake of answering Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, the Amens, makes no difference. The proof being that it's usur to be mafsik Ben Gula L'Tfila to answer them. So let's say a person said Baruch Atah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael, and now he's about to start Shmona Esrei, and he realizes that the Tzibur is about to say Kedusha. He starts Shmona Esrei anyway, because you're not to be Mafsik Ben Gula L'Tfila. That is the highest level. The next level is Amein Yehei Shmei Rabba. That means you would not give up Amein Yehei Shmei Rabba for the sake of Tfila B'Tzibur, but even more than that, let us say you hear, you're walking in a place where there are different minyanim. From one minyan you hear Yehi Shmei Rabba, in the other minyan you hear Kedusha. Which one do you answer to? You can't really answer both. you should answer the Amen Yeshme Rabbah that is more chashuv than Kedusha. Then after that comes Kedusha. After Kedusha, so the Prima Gadim says that Baruch Hu and Modim seem to be on the same level. He is mistopic. If you have a choice of answering Modim or answering Baruch Hu, which one you should do. Whereas the Derech HaChaim that the Mishnah Berurah brings down holds that Baruch Hu is more important. Because when you bow anyway, that is good enough for Modim. And we'll see soon why that is so. After that comes the Amen of Shamea Tefillah and the Amen of Akel HaKadosh. After that comes Tefillah B'Tzibur. Davening Shmona Esrei would come before answering just any Amen. And the last thing is Gula L'Tefillah Balayla. The halacha is that it is more important to answer the Amenim than it is to be Masmit Gula L'Tefillah by night. Gula L'Tefillah Balayla is on the lowest level. Now, the halacha is that if you've already heard Kedusha, the Kadeshim, the halacha is that you don't have to worry about it. If someone already heard Chazaras Hashatz with Kedushas and everything else, the halacha is that he can go ahead and daven with the Tzibur, even though he's going to miss all of this the second time. There's only one exception, and that's Modim. Because in the case of Modim, it's not just that there's a chiyuv of answering Amen to the bracha of Modim. That's not really it. The issue of Modim is that if you don't bow with the Tzibur, you are near a kakofer. It looks as though you don't believe in what they're bowing to. Therefore, the fact that someone already said Modim, already bowed and said Modim de Rabbanon, does not free him from bowing when he hears another Modim. So if you heard Kedusha, you heard Kaddish, the halacha is that you can start your Shmoneh Esrei and not worry to have to answer them. Whereas, if you're going to miss Modim, that is already problematic. Because you're going to be a near a kakofer if you don't bow. Now, what will one say that you can bow in the middle of your davening? And we'll see the details of that. But l'chatchila, you don't put yourself into that situation because we're afraid that when you actually get involved in your Shmoneh Esrei, you may not notice that the kol is up to Modim. And as a result of it, even though you had the intent of bowing them, then you won't. Now, getting back to the case of the Mechaber, so the Mechaber said that what you should do is start your Shmoneh Esrei and daven as long as you're going to be ready in time to answer Kaddish. So let's take the case of Mariv. A person walks in, they already started Shmoneh Esrei, he knows that he can start davening and finish it before the Shliach Tzibur gets the Kaddish, Tiyeh Shmei Rabbah that is. What happened? He started davening and he finishes Shmoneh Esrei precisely when the Shliach Tzibur is up Tiyeh Shmei Rabbah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he should say Tiyeh Shmei Rabbah without Amen. Since he wasn't really concentrating on the first part of Kaddish, his Amen would be called an Amen Yisoma. Therefore, he should just say Yehi Shmei Rabbah. Whereas, if at the time he says Amen, he can have Kavana, I want this Amen to be an Amen to the first part of Kaddish, I believe in that, I agree with that, there he could actually start from Amen with Yehi Shmei Rabbah, not just say Yehi Shmei Rabbah. Further, V'nichnas Acher Kedusha, if a person missed Kedusha, he walks into shul, and the shatz already said Kedusha, and he would like to start davening now. If he thinks he can finish before the Shliach Tzibur gets to Modim, he should daven. Otherwise, he should not daven. That if he will be able to get to either Modim itself or Hatov Shimcha, the Baruch Atah Hashem there, in his own Shmoneh Esrei, where he'll be bowing anyway, then that's not problematic. Because when he bows, he won't be a Nira Kakofer. Yispalo, then he's allowed to daven. Then Tzorech Lahaskel Kedei Lisma Gula L'Tfilo, whereas if he accidentally said Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael, rather than wait at Shira Chadasha, then his Damen Lo Shemeagia Shatz the Modim. So and then the shatz got to Modim, Keshu ba'achas me'abrachas, and he's in the middle of a bracha, yishche ima. So halacha is that although l'chatchila we don't plan it this way, b'di'eved, if you started davening and the shatz gets to Modim and you hear it, you're supposed to bow wherever you are. That's so long as you're in the middle of a bracha. Avlam hu b'tchilasa o b'sofa. Whereas if you're at the beginning or the end of a bracha, lo yishche, you shouldn't bow. You're not allowed to add to those places where Chazal told us to bow, which is just in the brachas of Avos, the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, and the bracha of Modin, whereas in all other brachas, the Tchila V'Sof, you're not allowed to bow. Therefore, if you hear Modin, then don't bow. But if you hear Modin in the middle of a bracha, then you should bow. But once again, as far as planning it, we do not plan it that way. Meaning, you cannot start Shmoneh Esrei relying on the fact that you're going to bow at the time you hear Modin. The reason being that we're afraid that in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei, you're just going to not notice when he gets up until Modin.